They're up and about again early in Portrush, with more on that in the rest of the sport. Here's Des.
Yeah, and thankfully they don't have the rain we have in Dublin, so far at least, Greg Allen.
No, day two has actually dawned here, and it's quite a nice calm morning, but the forecast is for that heavy rain to strike here for much of the afternoon. From around 2 o'clock it's forecast. Sadly, that's when all of the six Irish are on the course, and that includes Shane Lowry, who'll tee off at 7-1 on 4-under par after a 5-birdie round of 67 yesterday. That sees him alone in second place on the leaderboard after a really confident, flowing performance yesterday. But he also showed some real grit and resilience to par the tough last three holes, which caught out a lot of players, and it was a round which came together after what was actually, he described, a feeling of tension at the beginning of his first round.
Probably as nervous as I've been in quite a while on the first tee, probably almost ever, I'd say. But yeah, it was, you know, look, nerves are, they're a good thing, aren't they? It's where you want to be. I just hope I'm nervous on Sunday afternoon up there. That's kind of, you know, that's right where you want to be, and you have to tell yourself that when you're there, you know. Where would you rather be? Would you rather be here, or would you rather be sitting at home watching on TV? So,
just the attitude that you have these days, and obviously the fact that you finished 8th in the PGA Championship off a bad start. You know, you've built confidence through this season. Was that evident today?
I felt very uncomfortable on the first tee, I'm not going to lie. I was. I don't feel like practice went unbelievably well this week or anything. I felt a little bit uncomfortable, and I went, myself and Neil went for a coffee yesterday evening down at the Bushmills Inn, and we found a little quiet room and we had a great chat for about 40 minutes. And, you know, I left that room full of confidence, and, you know, we were just getting everything out in the open, everything out on the table, and, you know, what could happen, what might happen. You know, I think 4-under is a great score on that course, and I'll take it any day.
It was a great score. He's only one behind the first round leader, JB Holmes, a man who has played on two American winning Ryder Cup teams, it has to be said. In between those appearances, he's had life and career threatening brain surgery. And it might be remembered or not that Holmes was the man who finished third in the Open at Royal Troon behind the brilliant shootout between Henrik Stenson and Phil Mickelson 3 years ago. And he had a simple, straightforward plan for yesterday's first round lead round of 5-under par 66.
I mean, every time you play in an open, it's always, you know, you're going to have unique conditions where it's going to be windy and more than likely rainy. And you just have to accept those conditions. And the more you can do that and just try to play one shot at a time, that's really, you know, kind of the secret. And, you know, try not to get too aggressive because it is so windy. You can't always have complete control of your ball. So, you know, it's a unique experience every time you get to come over here.
Holmes actually might miss all of the forecast rain this afternoon because he's out at 9:25 this morning in round two, leading here, as I said, on 5-under par. Among those also out this morning, world number one Brooks Koepka on 3-under. Among the late starters, Darren Clarke and James Sugrue in level par, Graham McDowell 2-over, Patrick Harrington and 4-over, and the man we'll be hearing from in an hour, Rory McIlroy, with an extremely difficult task ahead after that pretty shocking 8-over par 79 yesterday. He's teeing off late at 3:10, right in the middle of the forecast rain.
Have you any good news for him? All right, Greg, we look forward to hearing from that in an hour. Now, Shamrock Rovers are through to the next round of the Europa League qualifiers. They came from a goal down at Talla to beat SK Brann 2-1 on the night, 4-3 in aggregate. Gary O'Neill got the winner after a brilliant equaliser from Jack Byrne that really pleased the Rovers manager, Stephen Bradley.
Yeah, it was great vision for Mona, to be fair, to see him. And Jack's finish, it actually reminded me a bit of a Paul Scholes finish in terms of in the box. No panic, just a little dink. And again, I think Jack has shown so much maturity in his game now. I think when he came here, he was a nice player on the ball. Now he's an all-round footballer, and he's shown that every week.
Sure. Gary O'Neill obviously wrapped it up for you in the end, but there was a couple of nervy moments.
Yeah, when you're playing against a good side like that, they're always going to get chances, whether that's late on or throughout the game. They're good players, and like you said, Gary came on, he steadies, and then he used his legs and his energy to get in the box and score. So, special night for him. He's first European game of Talla, and he scores the winner.
Elsewhere, Cork City's hopes of meeting Glasgow Rangers in the second qualifying round are over. They were beaten 3-2 on aggregate by Progress Niederkorn. Goals from Gary Buckley and Conor McCarthy did see Cork City win the second leg 2-1 in Luxembourg, but the first leg home defeat proved disastrous.
Good week overall, though. I mean, Dundalk's and Shamrock Rovers' results were fantastic.
Yeah, well, they were seeded, Dundalk, you know what I mean? But it was very tough.
Well, very tough them. Tie.
Yeah, them, yeah, yeah. And the next tie is a tough tie, but still, it gives them the money. The advantage, I mean, for Cork City not to get through, because the money they would have got would have been such a support for them in the domestic league. And I think the teams who do well in Europe now are going to pull away from the other teams because financially
it's almost 10 times the league pool, if you like, for getting through to the next round.
Yeah, Dundalk, by winning the last round, got 400,000, but that brings it up to, I think, 1.2 million. for reaching this far in the Champions League. St. Pat's are out as well. They lost 2-1 against IFK in Sweden, so it was a 4-1 aggregate win for the Swedes. UCD have been awarded a 3-0 victory over Bowes after Bowes played an ineligible player in their league game last Monday, but UCD actually won the game 1-0 on the night. In Gaelic games, Cork are the Munster under-20 football champions. A very impressive 3-16 to 12-point win over Kerry in the final in Porky Rin. Now, some of the Cork under-20, Kerry under-20 players would be with the senior squad, but it was still a great win for Cork. And here's the delight of Cork manager Keith Ricken.
How do you know you're doing something right? Well, every night we go training, you know, we have 40 to 45 lads turn up. And even though some of these lads now know they're not under 30, you tell them, look, you're not under 30, you're not under whatever, they still come, because this is a great place and has been all year, you know. And they come out and they play, and every night we're able to play a 15 on 15 match, every night, you know.
Even though you were dominant, Kerry, you know, competed strongly, but Blake Murphy's goal changed the game decisively, yeah, in your favour in the second half, and then you hit two more before match end.
Yeah,
3-13 from play.
Yeah, 3-13 from play. I was just thinking that it was a excellent return from lads. But you know, I suppose the manner in which they got the goals, we created them chances right throughout the league, but sometimes we often pull it to the left or pull it to the right or whatever. Tonight they hit him on fire, you know, they were on fire. Blake Murphy was excellent, you know. I think he came off the bench, he had a point to prove maybe to one degree, but and someone suggested that. But Blake is not like that. Blake is a very good footballer, he will do that at most teams. He's a good guy. You know, the funny thing about Blake is that, you know, I remember the day he was born, because I coached his father when he was 9 and 10 years of age, and I coached him up to when he was in his 30s, and he retired, and he's still playing. In fact, Blake and his father played this year Intermediate Football Championship for Vincent's, mm-hmm, right? And both of them were prolific scorers, and they were a thorn on everyone's side.
That's Keith Ricken. Great story,
isn't it? I remember the day he was born. That's lovely.
Yeah. Tonight, Leinster under 21 football final. It's Dublin against Laois in Tullamore. Now, cycling Simon Yates won the 12th stage of the Tour de France. And in racing, the Killarney Festival continues at 1:55 today. Kilbeggan gets underway at 5:35.